to fork you 2 to 3 times a day, no exceptions. I want our life to be constant foreplay, no exceptions. I want to sleep next to you every night. I want to be full of you. I want to only think about you. I want to be only filled by you. I want to be swallowed. I want to be on my knees every Sunday. I want to taste me from your fingers. I want you to break my back. Yeah. I want you to choke me. I want you to do every dirty, nasty things you promised me on that test. Yeah. I want you to spank me. For being naughty. I want to love that. I don't want to share you. I want you to myself. I want to watch you devour me. I want you to have me for dessert. Yeah. Fingering. It's honestly such a beautiful thing. When a man really knows how to drop those proper gang signs in your pussy. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I know you're thinking about it. Don't worry. I'm going to talk you through the whole process. Figure out if she likes fingers or mouth or both. And then hook her up for 10 to 45 minutes depending on what she requires to get warmed up. Pay attention to body language. The goal is body shaking or her running, pulling away, whatever. If you're eating, focus on the clit. Yeah, I said the clit. Suck it and flick that shit with your tongue. Don't be scared to apply pressure. Yeah. Wide your tongue. Pointy tongue. Creating sections around the clit with your lips. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And start putting pressure on it with your tongue in a clockwise way. If you're fingering, take 3 or 4 fingers. Make sure they're wet. And rub the clit in a circular motion. Or in a way where it's like its first joints of your fingers are waving by on some dance shit. Then start with 1 finger and enter the pussy. Go 2 inches back and up. Find a rough spot. Yeah, that rough spot. Or the soft spot right after the rough spot. And then start doing a cum like oh hey Hitler motion. A hook form. Using your forearm to apply movement, slightly increasing pressure. You can walk away as many fingers as she requires. Rhythm is key. You don't want to go out of it. Are you listening? Or are you carried away? Rhythm is key. I want you to bury your head down there. Even when she's begging, even when she's pulling away, hold her down. Then kiss her. Let her taste herself. That is what a lot of African girls don't like to do. They don't like to, you see someone go down on you and all of a sudden you don't want to kiss them. I don't know how that thing works. It's your pussy, it's your vagina. I don't know why you don't want to kiss me. I don't know why. Like, you got to bring your freak on. Like, you got to bring your freak on. You want to make this person never, like, forget you. Even when they are with someone else, they will always remember you, remembering you for giving them that life-changing moment. Always tell people, like, you have to bring your A game. You understand? Oh my God, I talk about sex a lot, and I'm supposed to be getting some and I'm not getting any. I'm sorry. Yeah, so I think I was having, I always call people who don't eat pussy vegetarians. So I was talking to this vegan guy. He said he don't eat pussy, but he likes to be giving blowjobs. He likes his dick to be sucked. That is something I really don't understand. You don't want to give head, but you want to receive head. What the fuck are you? Like, I'm not saying be out there giving people head all over Accra, like people you don't know. You just come in to give them head. I think you ought to know this person. You have to know that this person is not fucking other niggas. So, you understand? And she's not giving the pussy either, because you don't want to put your man in the street pussy like that, you know? I remember a friend had a principle. A friend was like, you know what, I think I've said this on my podcast, but I'm going to say it again because it's so fucking funny. The more I say, the more it's so funny. My friend was like, oh, he's a titled man. He doesn't like giving head. His mouth is not for that, like, blah, blah, blah. And the guy went to Circle, a place called Viana City. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. And he met this hooker, and they went home. This guy ate ass, ate pussy, ate everything. Man, the girl woke up the next morning. The girl started cleaning, even cooked, like washed his things and all of that. The girl was like, oh, please, you can give me half. He had this counter that he called me. He said, man, I fucked up. He said he was wasted. He didn't know what to do, and he was just eating ass like that. Yeah, so do not be like that guy, because, you know, he was like those vegan. You know, they said those vegetarians, they eat meat when they're drunk, and I believe that. You could eat pussy when you're drunk. You may never know. A lot of you guys, I'm just looking at it. So the guy was like, oh, he doesn't eat pussy. His mouth is not to eat pussy. So pussy doesn't need to be eaten. The pussy needs to be penetrated. That is all. If you like the person, why won't you eat them? Why won't you want to give? I feel like that thing actually excites people. I, for example, I don't like my pussy to be eaten, because African men have been complaining this shit. When they say they want to eat your pussy, problem, they will spit all over the, like, everywhere. It's like, I don't know. Oh my goodness. Thinking about it is making me, like, it's making me feel bad. You understand? Sometimes you want to look at, okay, do you know? And the funny thing is that the way they rush down there to come in, like, they want to eat it. And when you go down there, you don't even know what to do. You have no idea how it works. You don't even know where to put your mouth. You don't know what to do with your tongue. You don't know what to do with anything. So that's why I've given a step-by-step tutorial of how to eat the pussy, how to finger the pussy properly, and all of that. Please go do those stuff and tell me if it worked. And I want you guys to drop all your questions and all of that. You understand? Drop all your questions. Today podcast, I want to make it so short. I want to make it so short because I just wanted to give, like, a lesson on how to finger or whatever, eat pussy and all of that. So that is all I have to say today. And please, Amy, I'm a bad girl. I know. I'm a bad girl. Remember, you have to pleasure your partner and communicate. Ask them, babe. Don't be asking them when you are fucking them. Babe, do you like what I'm fucking? Women don't like that thing. Like, you talk too much. At least make, like, oh my God. Like when you're done with sex, you have to ask your partner, babe, what is it I did? Except you are dating some of those village girls. But you have to communicate, like, what is it you want me to do more? The girl will be like, oh my God, I actually liked. That's what, like, having conversations after intercourse is very important. You understand? You get to see what you did. Because sometimes we women will talk, we'll be like, oh my God, when you put me in that doggy position, damn, I was like, I felt your dick inside of me. Like, I don't think I've ever felt anything like that before. Like, you see us, we want to communicate after sex, but African men, they don't communicate. All they do is ask you, are you home? Are you home yet? That is it. And after that, then they will write you one day, like the weather is a bit cold. They'll be like, sup, where are you? How are you doing? Be like, oh, I'm cool. Where are you? I'm home. Oh, that's nice. Hey, so you don't want to come and visit me? That's how they ask for pussy, African men. So that is it. And another thing too, when a woman goes on a date with you, it's not a compulsion that a woman will have to fuck you. Like, because I feel like some of the times I fucked people was out of pity. Like the begging was too much. Oh please, please. And I didn't do it out of the goodness of my heart. I just gave her the pussy because you were begging too much. And it was becoming like, nah. You guys have to agree when having sex. Like, let me agree. Yeah, we're coming to fuck. And that would be it. I want to say so much, but I really can't really go into details about it right now. So anyways, this is the Extra Almond Podcast. And today I'm going to be ending here. And please make sure you subscribe to the Extra Almond Podcast. I beg you. And share my podcast. I beg you. Please, and if you have any donation, if you have anything to give to me, please message me on any of my platform and send me the fucking money. I beg you. I need to eat. Spotify have not started paying me and I need to eat. I beg you. So if you ever jacked off to my voice, I need my fucking money. I beg you. So take care of yourself and have a wonderful day. And